The aggressive Japanese foreign policy was the main focus of the trial. Conspiracy against world peace, therefore, was the main emphasis of the prosecution. In Tokyo, 11 nations were represented as judges and prosecutors. Australia, British India, China, France, Great Britain, Canada, New Zealand, the Netherlands, the Philippines, the USA and the USSR. They were less interested in a coherent trial than in the punishment of the war crimes committed in their respective territories. The trial ended with the proclamation of the judgment on November 12, 1948. Of the remaining 25 defendants, 7 were sentenced to death, and 18 to life or long prison sentences. The peace treaty concluded between the USA and Japan in 1952 ended the prosecution of all war criminals who had not been arrested by then and assured them of a general amnesty. Number 1. The gallery of defendants in this trial. Picture number 2 shows the judge's bench on the Tokyo trial. Next to it, you can see two of the main defendants, Sato Kenryo, left, and Hideki Tojo. Tojo, Prime Minister and Minister of Defence, was the most prominent defendant. He was sentenced to death. Picture number 4 shows defendants outside Sugamo Prison in Tokyo. This is where most of the convicted war criminals of categories B and C served their prison terms. The death sentences were carried out here too on December 23, 1948.